When starvation looms, speed is critical. But while the U.S. provides more emergency food aid than any other country, speed is not what it does best. That's according to former U.S. Agency for International Development Administrator Andrew Natsios.
I literally watched children die while we waited for food to arrive. It took 2 to 3 months. That is the thing that shocked me into realizing we needed changes to the system.
Natsios wants Congress to change the system that requires most U.S. food aid to be American-grown crops sent across the ocean on U.S.-flagged ships. It's slow and it's expensive, he says. Shipping and handling eats up half the program's budget. And when the aid finally does arrive, it can wind up hurting local farmers, says Helene Gale, president of the aid group CARE.
Local produce may not be able to compete, and it ends up often depressing the local agricultural markets, which is, again, exactly counter to what's in the best interest of long-term development.
On the other hand, those farmers could benefit from selling their crops to an aid agency like USAID. Farmers like Emiliana Aligaisha from Tanzania. The UN World Food Program buys some of her beans to feed hungry people in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
I know it's going to feed people in troubles, and it is good if farmers support people in troubles.
Aligaisha is in Washington with the aid group Oxfam. She's telling members of Congress that giving business to small-scale farmers like her can help lift communities out of poverty.
People will be motivated and cultivate more. And if they do this, I believe we can reduce hunger in the family, in the country, even in our neighboring country.
Backers want to buy emergency food aid from local farmers or give cash or vouchers so people can buy it from farmers themselves. But handing out cash raises accountability concerns for skeptics on Capitol Hill, such as Republican Congressman Jeff Duncan.
So how is wiring cash to someone in a developing country a good idea instead of giving them wholesome, nutritious commodities grown by hardworking Americans?
Many U.S. millers, farmers, food processors, and shippers also oppose the idea. So Emiliana Aligaisha faces an uphill battle. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.